views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris. Then I go.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. I have to say, it is the first week of April, and spring has sprung in northern New England, and I see crocuses out in my yard. What a happy sign. We have a really special guest with us today. I'm so pleased to bring Dr. Nusheen Darvish on Limelight Radio. She is a remarkable naturopath out on the Pacific Northwest and has a philosophy about approaching chronic illness and Lyme disease very much similar to mine. So we've got kindred spirits on air today, and I hope that all our listeners, that you're going to enjoy this show. So let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Darvish. She is the medical director and founder of Holistique Medical Center, a Washington State Board licensed naturopathic physician and fellowship candidate in anti-aging medicine. Dr. Darvish is a physician, writer, lecturer, and educator in the field of naturopathic, integrative, and anti-aging medicine. She has completed a fellowship in integrative cancer therapies. As a holistic clinician, she integrates Western and Eastern medicine, combining the care of mind and body to address chronic illness, cancer, women's health, Lyme disease, allergies, and physical pain. A graduate and former chief resident and faculty member of Bastyr University, Dr. Darvish has trained with medical doctors, osteopathic physicians, chiropractors, and holistic practitioners across North America and Europe. Dr. Darvish blends Eastern medicine with Western medicine, treating the whole person, not just their disease. Lyme disease is a compelling illness requiring root imbalances to be assessed and addressed, and it is my great honor to introduce to you Dr. Darvish today on Limelight Radio.
Thank you so much, Katina, for inviting me to join you on this really mind-boggling yet really vital issue.
Yes, it is. It does seem to be the epidemic of the 21st century. If we look back historically, about every 30, 35 years, we see an infectious illness take root and sweep modern culture. We look back and see AIDS, HIV in the 80s, polio before that, tuberculosis, diphtheria, yellow fever. You can look back and it looks like Lyme disease is the one now of our contemporary times, isn't it? Everyone, stay tuned with us. This is Dr. Darvish visiting with me today, and this is Katina Macris on Limelight Radio. I'll be right back.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Struella. one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefense@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IAmEnergy.ca.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome back to Limelight Radio. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Darvish, who is a naturopathic physician out on the West Coast, up in the Pacific Northwest. And we're going to learn some information from her about what the situation regarding Lyme disease is in that area of the country, which has a climate that's so conducive to ticks. And also what's special about Dr. Darvish is, as a holistic clinician, she integrates Western and Eastern medicine together, combining the care of mind and body to address chronic illness, Lyme disease included. So we all know the epidemic is surging and spring is blooming where I am here in the Northeast and up and down the East Coast, West Coast of the country, and in the Ohio River Valley, and all around, ticks are hatching out. They're having those their little baby newborn ticks, which we call nymphs, which most of you might remember are so tiny, they're smaller than a pinhead, and the little newborn nymphs are often translucent in color, so you don't even see them sometimes. They're, you know, buried right in your skin or in your hair or, you know, behind the nape of your neck, and you might not even know that you've been bitten. So it's a time that we all need to take great caution. Everyone should do tick checks every day if they've been outside, walking, gardening, cleaning up the yards, outside with their kids in the ball fields. Please do tick checks, everyone, and wear prevention type style clothing and use repellents too, because it is a high time of year for ticks. So Dr. Darvish has been kind enough to join us today and share with us her experience with chronic Lyme disease and all these different features that it presents with to the average clinician. So Dr. Darvish, can you tell us a little bit about what you experience with Lyme disease mimicking so many autoimmune illnesses such as lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and chronic fatigue syndrome and Lou Gehrig's and Hashimoto's thyroiditis, I mean, all these symptoms that people show up with?
Definitely. You know, there is quite a bit of number of patients that come into my office, at least, that have been diagnosed with multiple different autoimmune diseases. And often when you are diagnosed with one autoimmune disease, sooner or later there is another one that they find because the inflammation continues to move forward. And, you know, most of the rheumatologists don't really look at the source or the root cause of why this autoimmune disease came into play in the first place. And so this is what my job is to investigate a little bit further and understand what the root of it is, because if we can address the root causes of the immune system going haywire, then technically the immune system should balance itself and calm down and not be so reactive to its own body tissues. So when we start investigating, oftentimes we do find multiple chronic infections, Lyme being at the center of most of these infections, disrupting the immune function, the hormonal system, and the digestive system, and so forth. And then there becomes a cross-reaction between the infections and the tissue. So in other words, your body thinks that you've got a problem going on with your thyroid or your joint or your cerebral spinal fluid because it has the same proteins in it as a virus or as Lyme infection or as a co-infection of the Lyme bacteria. And so the body cannot differentiate, the immune system cannot differentiate between the infections and your tissue. So in order to save itself, it starts attacking both the the tissues and the infections. But what happens is as we start addressing the infections and reduce the body's load of the infection and at the same time stimulate the immune system in a balanced way, then the reaction to the tissues goes down and then you start seeing a reversal of some of these conditions. That includes things like seeing reversed completely with multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, as you mentioned, Hashimoto's, symptoms like irritable bowel syndrome, chronic fatigue. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And various neuropathies like numbness and tingling and muscle weakness, all sorts of different unusual symptoms that neurologists cannot categorize in a particular kind of condition. So once we start addressing the Lyme disease, it happens, doesn't it?
I mean, I myself have struggled with that in and out of hospitals and doctors for 5 years, and none of them, you know, giving me any indication at all that it was Lyme disease. I'm sure you must see it every single day.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I know the term Lyme disease is actually slowly going away, and instead the term multiple chronic infection syndrome is coming into play. And the reason for that is because Lyme disease typically doesn't occur on its own. So it starts once you get a tick bite or a mosquito bite, or when you get this transmitted, you know, through a blood transfusion or sexually or in utero, you get more than just the Lyme bacteria, the spirochetes, passing on. You get other bacteria and viruses that are very similar in that family that get passed on as well. And so people not only have symptoms because of the spirochete Lyme bacteria, but they get symptoms from these other infections we call co-infections like Babesia and Mycoplasma and Chlamydia pneumoniae and so forth. So these multiple other infections, including things like mold and viruses, can cause actually more symptoms in an individual than the actual Lyme bacteria. Lyme bacteria is like it has provided the fertile ground for these other bugs to invade. And so,
yes, it sets up a breeding ground, really, or as you said, opens the terrain for them to all take root, right?
Exactly. So if we can shift that terrain, if we can shift the soil in the body, then the bacteria doesn't necessarily need to be there any longer. And this is a interesting theory of European biological medicine, where they talk about in Europe as, you know, there is an infection or a disease process going on because it's there in order to balance out something else that's out of balance. It's like putting up a building. If you've got the foundation crooked, your floors, every floor is going to be a little bit different, tilted in a different direction in order to build that building straight up. But what you have to really do is go back to the foundation, balance out the foundation, and as the foundation is cleaned up and balanced, then you don't need to worry about the rest of the building going up straight, because you put one floor after the other and it'll go up straight pretty quickly. So that's the same thing in our bodies. If we can get to that foundation and rebalance it, then the other layers in our body will naturally fall into place much easier than when the foundation is wrong.
Yes, so Dr. Darvish, I think you know that I'm a classical homeopath, which, you know, we believe in constitutional types, like people that have natural susceptibilities and natural strengths, kind of from the ancestry gene pool. So with Lyme disease, I can't help but notice this myself, that certain individuals, as you said, due to their terrain or biological medicine model, or in my language of classical homeopathy, their predisposition, certain individuals' terrain is such that this organism and the co-infections really can create chaos for them, while some other people might fight it off a little bit more easily. Isn't that true?
That's right. And so that's why, you know, you get a diagnosis of Lyme infection or Epstein-Barr or Mycoplasma, Chlamydia pneumoniae, or what have you, a lot of these Lyme-related infections, and yet you get, you know, 10 different people with these diagnoses and 10 different symptoms, anything ranging from, you know, somebody being very just tired, just chronically tired, and then all the way to somebody being in a wheelchair where they can't talk or walk. And so depending on what we call the toxic load, the body's toxic load, as well as its ability to detoxify, then you get a manifestation of a variety of different symptoms at different layers. And so we not only have to build that foundation, build the immune system, but we also have to figure out where the detox pathways are blocked, open those up, and also reduce the toxic load, which means that, you know, we have toxicity that comes to us from a physical level, like electromagnetic fields and chemicals in our foods and pesticides and foods and so forth from a physical level. Hormonally, you know, those can be also toxic. But all the way to the mental and emotional, where we are, you know, traumatized with various situations as youngsters, as teenagers, and of course as adults, and even as birth or in utero. And we can even go back to the toxicity that we've acquired on a physical, mental, and emotional level from our ancestors. And so it's really quite a journey. I find Lyme disease to be a journey of healing, and it's really a chance that I think our society is given to really delve into the root of our being, from a spiritual perspective, but also from a physical, a mental, an emotional perspective. And I believe that if we can go through this process one person at a time and clear all of these, clean things out, and organize, rebalance our system, that we're going to be a much more stronger society and community and individuals in the future and the future generations.
So I agree with you so wholeheartedly. I recognize that in the recent decades, so much of our culture has become so externalized, and people are always reaching out and seeking out from the outside of how to correct, of how to feed themselves, how to, you know, supply their needs. And it's been glossed over that inner time, the quiet time, the sanctuary, the place of deep reflection that is so important to keep us balanced and help us tune into our creativity and our sense of wonderment and imagination. And Lyme disease, when it makes you get so still and bedbound in many of these cases, I think that is part of the journey for so many of us, is we have to journey into our soul center, like you said.
Definitely. You know, I believe that we are spiritual beings at heart, at the root. We are ultimately spiritual beings. And as spiritual beings, this world of materialism and physical is given to us in order for us to acquire our spiritual tools, which are what we call the virtues, like honesty and truthfulness and compassion and humility and, you know, all of these various virtues that we have the ability to acquire and we ultimately need in order to progress into the next world. It is, you know, to me it's like, you know, when you're a baby in a womb, as a baby you're acquiring your arms and legs, your eyes and your nose and sense of smell and all these different physical tools that we need in this world in order to function. And if we don't acquire one or two of those things in the womb, when we come into this world, we are challenged, physically, mentally challenged. And to me, it's the same thing. As this world is our place to really acquire some of these spiritual tools that we are completely unaware that we are acquiring them as we're in this world, but these are tools that we need in order to progress in the next world. So to me, Lyme disease and these chronic diseases that we are dealing with in the society today is our chance to acquire some of these spiritual tools. I mean, I can't tell you how many patients come to me and I am inspired by them because of the detachment, the patience that these individuals have in order to push through their minute-by-minute, day-to-day lives with this condition. I mean, those tools that they're acquiring from a spiritual perspective is enormous, and it's mind-boggling how powerful these tools are that they're acquiring, and they're completely unaware of it because they're so focused on the physical realm of their illness. But it's given them a chance to acquire these spiritual tools. It's really, really inspiring to me, and that really is what keeps me going in this medicine.
Oh, I beautifully described how you just shared that piece with us, Dr. Darvish. It really is a testimony to so many people, the inner strength and fortitude that they must hold in order to walk this journey. I call it the Lyme Road. It really is frightening for many people. It's humbling, it's decimating. So many people get fearful and overwhelmed, and you know, many, many emotions tumble around with the confusion. And as you pointed out earlier, when you don't even have a diagnosis or a doctor sort of scoff you off as, oh, you're imagining these things, well, then there's that whole piece that many people feel of mismanagement and neglect. So, you know, there's a lot of emotional and spiritual pieces, as you said, along with the physical that is happening as people walk the Lyme road. So would you stay with me, Dr. Darvish? It's time for our station break, and we have much more ground to cover, but I want you listeners to feel free to call us on the phone lines if you want. We can take your questions and comments at 800-930-2819, and this is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. I'll be right back.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I've been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefense@gmail.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we're visiting with Dr. Darvish today. And we're just in a very, very integral piece of chronic illness and chronic Lyme disease in particular, which is we were talking about what the emotional and spiritual side of this illness feels like for so many people. And I know myself, despair and depression and hopelessness were really a big piece of the equation for me. I mean, there were times lying on the sofa for months upon months. I just thought I could never get well. And even though I was working with a wonderful clinical nutritionist and integrative medicine doctor and acupuncturist and, you know, all kinds of modalities, there were days I just had that feeling of complete, you know, will I ever be able to swim again or dance again or, you know, do fun things? And I remember my nutritionist said to me, well, Katina, if we can get you back to 80% of yourself, I think you're going to feel pretty pleased with your life. And in all honesty, when we got me to the 80% mark, he was right. I mean, I was functioning again and out in the world, but I just had very poor stamina and still had episodes of migraines. And I wanted to go to 100%. And I made it to 100%. And Dr. Darvish, tell me, you know, what is your impression on this with people with these illnesses, how the despair and the hopelessness just really takes over in some instances?
It does. And, you know, it's those moments where you have to really push yourself to go seek somebody who is holistically oriented, because some of these moods, you know, the depression and the fears, these emotional tendencies that we all get into when we're ill a little bit or ill a lot, especially when we're chronically ill, that these can be a vicious circle because they can be a symptom of a physical imbalance. So if you've got, you know, food reactions going on, or you've got hormonal imbalances going on, or you've got neurotransmitter issues going on, or if you've got detoxification problems going on, a lot of these kind of imbalances in the body can cause depression and anxiety and be more fearful. And yet we've got, you know, the actual conditions causing that as well from an emotional perspective, not just from a physical. So if we can get you over the physical imbalances, the emotions start shifting and people start feeling better, they start having more motivation to do things, to go and do spiritual meditation or go do a Qigong or go do Tai Chi or go just, you know, walk outside in the sun and get some vitamin D. Oftentimes we need a third party to assist us in pulling us out of that mode, because it is possible, and I've seen it over and over again with people who are facing chronic infections, chronic Lyme disease, chronic diseases, neurological diseases, cancers, that they can pull out of this, but it does take a lot of work, and it does take a lot of persistence on the individual's part to push themselves to get out there. And it also takes a lot of patience and support and persistence on behalf of the individuals, the patients, family and friends, their basic support system. So it is definitely a possibility to pull out of that. You just need to seek, really push yourself to the core to get up, get off that bed or get off that chair, to go pick up the phone and phone somebody to get beyond the state that you may be in right now.
Yes. You know, it's so true. The illness really, it makes you, you know, draw down almost like into this vortex, like you spin down, 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 and you get down really low. And reaching out sometimes feels so hard when you're that seriously ill. It's like you feel like, oh, my God, I can't even make the phone call, or I don't want to ask for help. I'm embarrassed, or, you know, I feel dependent. But you're right. If you seek, I often say that word seek, you know, and that old expression, seek and you shall find. When you seek that outside help, like you said, from the right practitioner or spiritual guidance, the answers do come.
They do come. And that's, you know, that's where I get a lot of my answers, is through meditation. So when I'm working with patients or when I'm going through a little illness of whatever it may be, that the way I can pull out of that and get guidance as to where do I need to go with this patient if I'm stuck with, you know, where they're at, I turn to meditation, because at the end of the day, as spiritual beings, the source of all healing comes from above. And so if we can access that, and guidance usually comes, and we have to be open and able to listen to whatever guidance that's going to come. Because sometimes that guidance is not what we think it should be. So it's putting ourselves aside and being very humble.
Your behalf, so wisely true. Illness is really a journey, and guidance is there for us. And remembering how to find that access route through meditation or prayer or contemplation is so needed with a condition like Lyme. So, Dr. Darvish, I'm going to take a big swing here in the vein of what we've been talking about, because I want you to be able to explain to our audience, because you have such experience in this, and this makes you like a gem, a jewel, in my opinion, of healthcare practitioners, is how does the Eastern and Western medicine play together, in your opinion, in addressing this kind of illness of Lyme disease and co-infections?
Well, Katina, you know, I see a number of chronic disease patients and Lyme disease patients and cancer patients who've been around from doctor to doctor, and they've gotten the Western medicine treatments. They've gotten the antibiotics. They've gotten the steroid treatments. They've gotten the pain medications. They've got all sorts of different treatments prescription-wise, but they're still ill, and they continue to spiral down. And so what my duty is in this arena is to bring about the other half of what's missing in their healing process, which is stimulating the immune system and detoxifying, like we talked about, and optimizing their terrain, and, you know, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And so we use a number of different types of treatments, anything from herbs that are very strong antimicrobial. In fact, people who take one drop of some of these herbs can get a Herx reaction. Herx means a detox reaction, where they get flu-like symptoms, which it can be an indication of the bugs are dying off. So with even one drop of some of these herbs, they can get a detox reaction. We have, you know, we make sure that they're detoxifying through various dietary changes, which is, you know, huge. People are more reactive to food than often they think. And food, to me, is medicine. And once they start cleaning their system out and they eat something that's not so good for them, they know it. They immediately get a reaction, and they know that that food was not good for them. And so food becomes really important to work with. Exercise becomes very important. Oxygen therapy becomes very important. You know, we do oxygenation therapy through the blood, and ozone therapy, all sorts of different types of treatments to oxygenate the system, because when there is oxygen, there is really no infection. There is really no cancer. There is no dysfunction of cells and tissues. It's when we have lack of oxygen to these tissues is when congestion starts building up, and dysregulation of the system starts happening, and then you start getting a disease process or an infection or even cancer coming through. And so oxygenating the blood, the cells, the tissues, the digestive system, at all different levels we oxygenate the body. And not only does that give people a lot of energy, but it starts fighting off the infection, because oxygen is the greatest antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal there is to humans.
Wow.
And so oxygen becomes really important.
Oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. So, Dr. Darvish, hold your thoughts. We want to take a quick station break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to let you explain a little bit more to our audience. So stay tuned, everyone. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio.
Hold on, Selecta. I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigyric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, and I hope that you are loving Dr. Darvish as much as I do. Her philosophy and what she's been sharing with us today feels so important to me. We're talking about what is true healing. What is healing? Not what is just doctoring and fixing, but what is true healing. So, Dr. Darvish, thank you so much for your beautiful insights and your depth of knowledge, and I can feel your care and also your brilliant mind, how you can hone into each individual and discern what is going on with them. Wonderful. I am just so impressed with you. And let's, if we could, just finish up a bit here what we were talking about with your blend of Eastern and Western approaches to healing.
Thank you so much, Katina, for those loving words. In fact, I have to say that, you know, you actually inspired me. And so when I talk to individuals, it's really a reflection of their being. So thank you for inspiring me during this conversation.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah. So we were talking about, you know, the holistic approach to treating Lyme disease and chronic disease, and really it's a combination of looking at the antimicrobials but also building the system up and detoxifying. So we do that through diet, like we mentioned, and through oxygenation therapy, IV nutrients become really important because a lot of times the digestive system is not absorbing and the nutrients that it needs from the food we eat. Even if we are eating extremely healthy, our system may not be absorbing. So we do need some nutrients initially intravenously to kind of bypass the gut and give us a kick start. And then as we heal the gut and absorption improves, then we go on a regular nutritional diet and supplement program. But then comes biofeedback treatment and bioenergy medicine, which is really very, very important, and it's often missed in Western medicine, except for when we do imaging. So in Western medicine, when we're looking at MRIs or we're doing EKGs or EEGs, we're looking at the electrical system of the body, which is the nervous system. We're looking at the electromagnetic field that is created in our cells as a result of some of these physiological processes that go on. And so an MRI can look at the electromagnetic field and say, hey, there's a tumor over here, or there's a cyst growing over here, or what have you. But and when it comes to treatment, Western medicine forgets or has not gone to the extent of addressing the balancing of the electromagnetic field in order to correct the dysfunction that's being produced. And so that's something else that we do quite a bit of and this is all from training from European medicine. And so the bioenergy medicine becomes really important. Rife machine that you've mentioned in the past is a part of that. Even though we don't have a Rife machine, we do have much more sophisticated systems from Europe that address these kind of things. And then there is all sorts of different treatments with homeopathic medicines, German biological medicines, all sorts of different natural treatments that get the body back into rhythm, basically synchronize the system in the body. So, you know, supplements are nice, but they are not often enough, because you give a vitamin C or you give a vitamin D, but is it going to where it needs to go, and is it being utilized the way it needs to go? So we have to look at a whole complex of systems at the physiological level and the biochemical level in order to correct some of these dysfunctions in the body. And as we do that, then the immune system wakes up. The body's natural ability to fight infections wake up. The hormonal system wakes up. The neurotransmitters wake up. The body starts healing, basically, on its own. And so it really becomes a journey of allowing the body to heal while at the same time strengthening the physical and the mental and the emotional layer in our being. And of course, the emotional aspect becomes
tapestry. It's a beautiful tapestry you have there at your approach at holistic medicine. And Dr. Jarvis, I have two questions that I'm thinking to ask you in these final minutes here together. The first one, I know we don't have to take much time on, but, you know, how bad is Lyme disease out in the Pacific Northwest with you? Is it a serious, you know, epidemic?
It is becoming a serious epidemic, although, you know, you ask the Department of Health and they would deny it. But, you know, the bird flu never, you know, doesn't have boundaries. It came over here. So, I mean, these bugs and infections don't have boundaries. We cannot say, okay, it's just East Coast that has an epidemic. They have come over onto this side. People travel over to this side. People intermarry over here. And we have a lot of people that are in the woods, especially in the sunnier areas of the Northwest, or even just the West Coast, that I often find have been bitten by a tick or mosquitoes. And sure enough, when we do blood work, there is Lyme disease present in their system.
If they're out hiking up in the Cascades or those pretty areas around you out there on the peninsula, that pretty peninsula in Washington State, everyone really needs to be aware, don't they?
Yes, they do. Even, you know, Eastern Washington is a big one. Portland, Oregon, Southern California, all these different areas are pretty big in terms of people becoming very sick with diseases that we are diagnosing as MS. MS is overdiagnosed in Western Washington. I believe it's one of the largest diagnoses of MS is found in Washington State. And yet many of these people are actually fighting Lyme disease and they don't know it.
Wow, that's really amazing. So, we had Dr. Alan McDonald on a few weeks ago, and he was sharing that, too, about MS and this in the northern hemisphere and the higher latitudes is overdiagnosed all the time. Washington State, Michigan, northern New England, Norway, England, all those areas, and really could be tick-borne disease. So my final question to you, Dr. Darvish, and you have been such a wonderful guest, is what has Lyme disease taught you?
Oh, my gosh. That's, how much time do we have?
Yeah, that's a whole other show, right?
You know, this whole Lyme disease has really taught me to be a better doctor, really. Bottom of the line is I'm a better doctor from a physical perspective, excelling my knowledge in physical medicine, you know, in Western medicine as well as natural medicine and Eastern medicine. But it's also helped me go more inwards in myself and acquire and keep working on acquiring those spiritual tools and virtues that I need in order to successfully help people with chronic disease and Lyme disease and cancer. So it's helped me grow in multiple ways, physically and mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I'm truly grateful that patients give me that honor to be part of their healthcare, to help them in their journey to becoming a more fulfilled individual. And a healthy
beautiful.
Bit.
You are a special being, and we are graced to have you practice and helping people get well. And thank you so much for coming on Limelight Radio today, Dr. Darvish. I know that this show will be listened to again and again by people in archives because this is really very, very enlightening what you have shared. Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is truly my honor.
Thank you so much, Dr. Darvish. Audience, please listen, I'll post the show again on Facebook and on all the Twitter feeds so you can listen to this beautiful show with Dr. Darvish, and hopefully she'll come back with us again sometime in the future. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. Have a great afternoon.
I don't know what's up there.
Been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense, LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.